Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just Jim Dandy. And how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing okay. Doing fine with this bizarro weather we've had. It's really weird. You know, I was saying to my neighbor, well, first of all, we had a bear here on Tuesday night, believe it or not, in the backyard. Yeah, I don't understand why they're coming around, but I think it has to do with the fact that people in this neighborhood put up bird feeders. And so they know that where they are, you know, but I it was funny because I was downstairs on, I think it was Monday night, maybe, or Tuesday night, one of the two. And Hobbs, my cat, came flying through the living room, almost knocked over Patrick's cane, and ran right to the back door where the patio doors are, and went in between the blinds. And what he does when there's something out there that he wants to get at, he just puts his whole body length up and starts, not really scratching because he can't scratch the windows, but rubbing his paws up and down like, I have to get out. And I pay no attention to it because anytime another cat is in the area,
he does the same thing.
So I don't pay attention. And then he flew back again to the side of the house to look out the little windows. And he was just very anxious. And I could tell that there was something going on, but I thought, well, what the hell? Who cares? So anyway, the next morning when I came down and I opened the blinds and looked out, I could see one of the neighbors had his entire, they have a big fork kind of thing in the ground with the two hooks on it for the bird feeders. The whole thing was bent over completely to the ground. And then I texted my neighbors and I said, you know, what was going on? And another woman who lives about two doors away from me said that her dog was going bananas at the back door and she was just too afraid to even see what was out there. But I guess this was a pretty big one. You know, so it's crazy that I even have to think about that, you know, in Clark Summit, but that's, I would think that would be more the behavior I would expect at the lake, but not here.
Mm-hmm.
But there it is. There it is. And I noticed the other day when we had that snowstorm, I went to take the garbage containers and the recycle bins out to the end of the driveway, and I had to pull it across the snow. But I also noticed paw prints that seemed to me to be really big, like bigger than a deer. And I thought, no, I can't. That can't be. I must be seeing things. But apparently, not the case. there is a bear around here.
Or two.
Wow. I don't know.
Wow.
So it made me a little nervous. And I guess the timing of this was from one of the security cameras that one of the neighbors had. It was about 9 o'clock at night. So I'm hoping that as the daylight gets longer, it's not an issue for us. But I do remember last July, about 7 o'clock at night, there was a bear. It was in the backyard, walked all the way around to the front, and went loping up the hill. And that was in broad daylight. So I don't know. It's getting me a little nervous about being outside.
Wow.
Yo. Anyway, so much for the wildlife in Clark Summit.
But,
yeah, and then another neighbor told me that he hears the coyotes in the woods. And I said, that's just what I need to hear, too.
Yeah, that would scare me.
Mm-mm. Well, the thing is, I mean, we just keep developing the land and keep pushing them out of their natural habitats, and they really don't have any place to go. And so it's so much easier just to knock over a stand that has bird food, bird feeders on it, than to try to do anything else. It's just, as Amber said, it was
a
grab and go.
Well, I don't understand, though. Why do they want to eat bird feed?
Because they're vegetarians, and so they eat that stuff.
Oh, God.
Omnivores, no, herbivores, that's what they call them.
They are?
Yes. Yes. They eat blueberries, and they eat, you know, all
kinds
of fruit.
They have to eat a heck of a lot more than blueberries to be that big.
Well, that's true.
Don't they eat honey?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, boo-boo, you want to steal a picnic basket?
So, anyway, it's been fun, you know, around here. A little scary, but oh my. Anyway.
Just probably, what's his name, Yogi. Don't get nervous. What if you ran into Yogi if you ran into Yogi, you'd think he was a nice guy.
No. You've been told
that. Did he have a hat? Did he have a fedora and a tie on?
No, he had a honey jar stuck in his hand.
Okay. Well, that's another thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So what's
going you
got to
watch those wild animals, Lynn.
I know. We will. Any shout-outs? Any birthdays?
No,
any
but
events?
we can talk
about what we did today.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We had a little, because we tape on Thursday, as we say all the time. You're listening to us on Saturday, but Thursday morning, we were on Mickey's show on WILK, as you're listening to us. And what time did we go on? 10 o'clock. We were on for an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of interesting. Live. It's interesting to do that, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's very nice, though. Very nice. We had a good time.
Yeah. It was totally extemporaneous. You know, there was nothing scripted, nothing planned. And some people actually called in and made comments. And we want to thank them for the people who say that they listen to us on Saturday mornings. Thank you. It's nice to know that somebody's listening.
And I know she said that Kyle from Dunmore.
Three or four call-ins?
Yeah, and she said Kyle from Dunmore, whoever he is, calls. So
yes.
Give him a big shout-out. So,
yay, Kyle.
Lynn, we're so used to taping it, as you were saying, like we do things like 14 minutes, then cut, and then come back on. And it's so weird when you're live like we used to be because we knew we would have to take this or that. It's a different animal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you do have to cut at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
and
for
you don't have much choice.
Else. Right.
Yeah, whereas we have a little bit more leniency as to how we can play around with the time. But it was funny just to go back into that mode that you and I haven't done in years. It's just funny to remember that that's how it worked, and we did do that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll have to go back just for old time's sake and do a couple live shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 in the morning on a Saturday. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Yeah.
So that's the wrong 9 o'clock.
I know it. Mm-hmm. If it were 9 at night, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
I know.
And so, you mentioned something about when you started, that you were part of 4 people who did rotating chimes, and you just couldn't think of that other guy. Did you think of who it was?
No, I can't think of his name. He was with WNEP, and I don't think he wasn't an on-air guy. I'm going to have to ask Randy. Randy Williams, but remember his name? Randy was on BRE, or he worked for BRE for 32 years as a station manager. I'm trying to remember his exact title, but he'll know. I just can't think of the guy's name. I never really met him. What happened was Joe Peters and I decided that we would come on instead of doing the show alone, which I never did. I always had guests with me, as we talked about that too. But Joe and I used to, he would come on my 2 hours and I would go when he was. So we did it twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. Because again, like Mickey was saying, it's hard to keep a conversation going with yourself because you just have to keep, you know, if there could be, not, there's nothing worse than radio silence, you know. So
I just thought, I know there were a couple times in the beginning when we were live that you were on vacation and I knew that there was going to be nobody there except people that I would call after for the third segment, and they would be our guest. But for the first 2 segments, you weren't there, and it was just me talking into the microphone, and that was one of the most nerve-wracking, scary events ever.
Yeah.
It really was. I don't know how they do it.
Nope.
But,
me either.
I guess they do every day, 5 days a week. So,
well, as I
anyway.
Said, you know, as I said to her, I get energy from other people, so that makes it, I couldn't do the, I mean, I guess I mean, if we had to, I guess it'd be fun to try it and see if I could do it, but I wouldn't really want to.
It's not one of the challenges you want to do in life.
No, not at all. I like talking to people. I like someone with me. The feedback, you know, it's like the old, Meyer had me watching Abbott and Costello reruns, and we did the, you know, who's on first kind of thing, which is hysterical.
That's a classic.
And that guy, it's so funny. And that guy, the Bud Abbott, who's the straight guy, just watching that, I said to Meyer, you know, Lou Costello got all the laughs, but you have to be brilliant to be the other person, because he just kept going and getting it back and not getting, like, changing his inflection and not, he wasn't doing any of that to keep him going. It was just, it was masterful. So I thought it was his, we've been watching it. It was so funny, but that is classic. And I think that's you're the more straight guy in this relationship, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So it always, if that works, though, it's a neat thing. Those partnerships. I love it. Like, what's his name? The Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason and Harvey Korman. And we were laughing, saying, like, Tim Conway and, no, Harvey Korman and Tim Conway. And then, what was his name? The Jackie Gleason guy?
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Art Carney.
That's it, Art Carney. Yeah, they were good.
And I say that, like, Steve Martin and Martin Short are modern day funny. Fun. They're really good together too.
They are.
So, yeah. But but anyway, we had a good time.
We did. It was fun. It was fun to just talk about our history, how we got to where we were, and then how it changed and morphed into what we have today. So it's interesting to go back and do that when somebody asks you, how did you two get started? Because we don't even think about it. It just is so long ago, at least in my mind. I forget sometimes, you know, what it is, how we started this and the whole thing.
But well, I never forget it, only because, and we have to take a quick break, but I don't forget it because you stepped up to support me and believed I could do it, and then which I will never forget, and secondly, then to do it together. So I always, you know, because I've told you many times how grateful I was and am to you for that, because that was a wonderful thing to do for someone. So on
and
that note,
we're going to take...
Yeah. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at LaurieCadden.com, LaurieCadden.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's a peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Well, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans, and I am the managing director and certified financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And before we start this segment, I just want to do a shout out, say happy birthday to my wonderful daughter-in-law, Jessica Taven, who will be the big 4-0.
Is,
by the time you're listening to this, is the big 4-0. Her birthday is tomorrow, which for us is Friday. And
she's
40. What?
She's an April Fool's baby?
Yes, if you can believe that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You can imagine how all of her life she's been
jokes.
Harassed and joked at, you know, because it's, well, it's just how it was.
And that's how it is.
And she's a great mother and a great wife. And I just want to make sure that we acknowledge her, because she's a very quiet, behind-the-scenes kind of person. But it's fun to just take that day. I hope she realizes that she takes the day to do some things for her. And I know that my stepson has some wonderful things planned for her, and that's really great. So,
well, that's good.
Yay to Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Jess.
Yeah. This was something I think we have talked about this before, because I had this article with me many times, and I just think that this is one of the most entertaining things that we can do. I have a guy who is like the question man. That's what I call him. And he came up with more than 300 questions you can ask people just to inspire some kind of conversation. And I throw these out because I know we're coming up to Easter, and family will undoubtedly get together. And there's sometimes when I think conversation can get a little heated or get a little uncomfortable, and everybody just kind of shuts down. So if I give you some of these questions, maybe you can throw them out and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you these questions, and then I'll answer them myself. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Where do you find inspiration?
I don't know. Where I find it is in the shower when the water is hitting my head. But
that's when. Fine.
I don't know, because I mean I don't know the answer. That's a hard one, because it could be many, but that's usually when thoughts come to my mind.
Yeah. Well, for me, inspiration I get a lot of times by listening to stories of women who've done things that I think are just incredible. You know, I just don't know how, against the odds, they did some of the stuff that they did. And never really, I mean, one of the people I think about all the time was Rosa Parks. Like how Rosa Parks could say, I am going to just risk being beaten, being thrown in jail, being whatever, and I'm going to sit in the front of the bus. You know, and she didn't do anything. I mean, she wasn't hurting anyone. She didn't do anything physical. She just sat in the seat. Mm-hmm. And it spoke volumes for what she did. But that's where I get inspiration, is from people doing things that kind of, they break the barriers of things that we always just take for granted, that's how things are. And it's sometimes it's stuff you don't even really think twice about. You just go about your business doing things and assuming things. And then all of a sudden somebody does something, you say, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that inspires me.
And just remember, Rosa and I have the same birthday.
Yes, I know. I was waiting for you to say that. I know.
And Betty Friedan. But anyway, go ahead.
All right.
And Alice Cooper. All right. And Charles Lindbergh. Go ahead.
All right. If you could instill one piece of advice in a newborn baby's mind, what advice would you give?
Well, I've done that twice.
Yeah.
And God knows what I've said. But today, I would probably, I don't know, Lynn, many things I could say, but I think I would just say advice, did you say?
Yeah. One piece of advice you could put in that baby's brain, what would you do?
I don't know. There's so many different things.
Pick one.
I know. Like, learn all you can. Be all you can. Do all you can. Just be. Just do and love. And like, there's so many things. I would have to. That's too hard for me.
If I had to pick one, I would just say be fearless.
Yeah.
You know, just don't listen to the voices of the people that tell you you can't do things, you shouldn't do things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't even realize what the stories are that are running in the background. You just don't even think about it. It's just how it is. And that's kind of the same thing I was talking about before. The other answer is be fearless. That if you have...
There you go.
Yeah. If you feel like there's something you want to do and there are all the naysayers in life, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear is just ridiculous. Okay, here's another one. Are you more worried about doing things right or doing the right things?
No, I think I'd worry more about doing things right because I always try, I always think about doing the right thing because that's my favorite line to my kids, do the right thing, the next right thing happens. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm more worried about doing it right because I really do try to do the right thing. So the other would be, that's what I worry about most, is doing it right.
I would agree. I feel the same way. I don't think I have much question that I do the right thing. I think I do the right thing by most people.
Right.
But doing it right is really, you know, where I strive. That's what I worry about, doing it right all the time. Mm-hmm. I guess that goes back to the imposter syndrome, as they say. You never quite feel like you're doing it right.
Yeah.
This one would be way too hard.
Oh, no.
I want you to think about it, though. I'm not going to ask you. Can you describe your life in a 6-word sentence? I can't even do it. But it's an interesting one. See if you can do that at some point in time. Can you describe your life?
She saw, she conquered. There you go.
There you go. That's it.
That's it. That's how I look at it.
Way to go, Laurie. Okay. That was really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
But while you were saying it, I was counting in my mind, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's my line. You don't have one?
I can't think of 6 words, but that's perfect, the one you said.
Okay.
Wow, this is tough. Do you ever celebrate the green lights? Do you ever celebrate the accomplishments in your life?
No, wait, they're 2 different questions?
No, same thing. The green lights, the go.
Yes. So,
do you ever celebrate
But I didn't, how I was going to ask you is, do you ever think about it when you get them? Serious, that when you literally get green lights?
A green light?
Or
maybe.
Or
there's no right or wrong answer to this.
Yeah, because I would think more. Yeah, I would think yes, because I pay attention to that. If I'm getting green lights, and I'm like, yes, like I feel like a sense of accomplishment, like, yes, it's that, you know, and I pay attention to that. So that's how I would look at it. And to me, that's like a big got it moment. But it's not because I think it's a metaphor for that. It's the actual physical getting the green lights that I see and just going for it. Like I will tell you, Meyer always says when he was going to visit his mom before she passed, he always told me there was his favorite line to me is nothing but green lights, baby. And they were all green lights on his way to in hospice to visit his mom before she died.
That's great.
So I always remember
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
If you could live. I don't have, yes, I would say I do. I mean, I don't know that I celebrate them, but I acknowledge them.
Okay.
Every once in a while, you know, I feel like the world's against me and all these stupid little things that get in my way, especially stuff like customer service departments and crap like that.
Everybody.
Those are red lights. Those are red lights to me.
All right.
And when I get green lights, I fail to celebrate them. I forget about them. Mm-hmm. I'm more thinking about the red lights and how that's impacted me during the course of the day than the green lights. And and I think that's not a good thing. But it's just being aware of it is half of the battle here. Okay, this one I know you'll love. If your life was a novel, what would be the title and how would your story end?
The name of the novel. I gotta ponder that one. But
well, that's good because we have to take a break here.
I know.
And you're saved by the bell.
And we will continue this next week because we won't. We have our friend Miss Leah Giannakopoulos coming up next, so we have to. I love this, and we have to talk more about this. So we'll be right back with Leah Giannakopoulos from ERA One Source Realty. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of the Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity. Don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Laurie and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans, and I'm managing director and certified financial planner for Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And we're here with Leah Giannakopoulos, who's a realtor with ERA One Source Realty. ERA has about 100 agents, 7 offices in 10 counties, and going strong. And Leah, what's going on with the market these days?
Oh, you know, same thing. No houses, low inventory, still going crazy, mortgage rates, what's going on? But I know we spoke about it the last time, and a lot of people kept saying, you know, where do you go from here? Where do they go? What's going to happen? You know, the primary mortgage rate with everything over 30 fixed mortgage has increased 1.2% since January of this year. So that's a jump, but it's still not astronomical. I mean, it's up to 3.76. But compared to obviously where we were last January, we were at a 2.74. So it's a jump, don't get me wrong, but that's still not back to, you know, where we were speaking the last time when rates were at a 6, a 7, an 8, all of that. So the 30-year fixed mortgage has increased, you know, and everyone's panicking, but it's nothing to panic about because when we were speaking, I was on a great conversation. I had a great conversation with an industry expert, I guess we could call them, and they were weighing in on what, you know, what's going to happen, where do we go from here, what's happening, because, you know, everything too with like inflation and all that. So everyone was saying, like, what's our next step? Will they go down? Will they go up? Right now, they're very flexible, so they go up, they go down. Everything has been changing on, you know, the rates and where they're going. So the upside is that mortgage rates will probably stay right now where they're at for quite some time. So they don't expect them to go up any, like to have a significant change anytime soon, which I think is, you know, I think that's good. I mean, we're back to, I don't want to say normal because is there really a normal, but it's still, you know, they were lower, yes, but That was seriously still like the craziest thing. I think that was a record all-time low. No one ever saw it like that before. So both mortgage rates and home values are expected to, you know, stay where they're at, maybe a slight increase throughout the year, but nothing crazy. So I guess the biggest question is people are asking, is it a good time to still look for a home and buy? And the answer is, of course, it's still a great time because, you know, right now they're still at a good rate. So the sooner the better, if you're able to. So the silver lining is buying a home right now, you're still at a good interest rate because they're still down. And then the other thing is, too, there's still all these different types of mortgage programs out there. You can do a conventional with only 10% down. And there's, you know, the fixed mortgage rate. So your mortgage payments are still remaining the same over 30 years, where the flip side is if you rent, you could be at that rate for a year. But then who's to say next year, what if it goes up another $200? So the thing to keep in mind right now is that when you own a home and you have a mortgage, it's sustaining at that price and it's remaining over at that point, which is, you know what I mean? So you're not like, oh my gosh, I have to resign my lease next year. Is it going to go up right $200, $300, $400? And then also it's not, you don't have anything to show for it at that time either. As a mortgage, you have something to show for. So right now, a big concern for a lot of people out there is, should I be buying right now with the rates going up? Yes, the rates are still low according to years past, and it's still a great time to buy because you can get a fixed mortgage, which is allowing you to hold on to that payment. And you're always going to know over the next 30 years that this is my payment. This is what it's going to be. And in 9 out of 10 cases, it's still lower than rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Leah, the other issues, and on top of the fact that the rate, you know, the landlord could raise the rent, what about if they sell the property and it's a new landlord and you don't know and there's other issues? And it's always, I have somebody going through that right now that they're scared to death. They're worried about what's going to happen. They don't know if they have to leave. There's a lot of uncertainty. And who wants to live like that if you don't have to? I mean, if you can afford. And what about the opportunity, Leah, for other types of loans? Like, do you still see a lot of people on the mortgage side going FHA?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it's in an even mix right now. There's FHA, there's still the VA, there's still conventional. So, yeah, and there's a mix of everything right now. So I think that's the thing, too. There's still all those other options out there. You know, an FHA loan, all you have to do is put 5% down, and you're able to own a home, which is fantastic. And it hits on the point you just said. You know, you're still able to have home ownership at that point because you know, it's a great renter's market as well, too. You know, a lot of difference over the past couple of years is that now, you know, there's some one bedrooms you're paying over $1,000 for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And what about, Leah, do you still see, and I know we've talked about this, but this is still one of my favorite topics because I don't really think people fully understand what Seller Assist does for the buyer. So do you see a lot of people doing that, being agreeable, or do you still see that they just don't know enough, or they don't get it, and they choose not to do it? What are you seeing with that?
Yes and no. So 100%. Do people use them? Yes. A lot of people are using them because I like to look at it as, you know, that $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, whatever it may be that you're saving in a seller's assist and rolling into your mortgage is a bathroom. It's furniture. It's new kitchen counters, cabinets, flooring. You know, it's something that you can actually take that money and put it into your home and then take that $10,000, roll it over 360 payments, you know, whatever that money may be, mm-hmm. and it's the difference of, what, $36 a month versus all that money up front. So I think that's always a good thing to speak about with your lender or your realtor. Should I be using a seller's assist? Yes. Mm-hmm. Should or no? Or what is the answer? Do you have to, and you don't have to use the full amount. You might only want to take out, you know, say you're getting an FHA home, max is 6%. Yes. Maybe you only want to do 3%. And have a little bit more money in your pocket. There's ways that you could do this and still save money and have home ownership, which I think is one of the most important things right now.
But for the people who are trying to get a mortgage and they're looking at closing costs, and if they can get that seller assist to help them with that, then it would be so much easier for them. I don't know if they're, I just think it's confusing to both as to how it actually works. So I hope people really take a good look at that because I think it's a no-brainer. It really is.
It is.
Can you tell everybody what it is? How does it work?
So when you take a seller's assist, you're taking a certain amount of money and putting it on top of the purchase price. It is then for the buyer rolling into their mortgage, and it's written on the contract. So, you know, the seller is still netting the amount that they want to, but we're adding a little bit to the top. So then it's less out of your pocket and it's covering your closing costs, because that's a problem. Is some people do get caught off guard with their closing costs.
Right.
You know, they have the down payment, but then it's like, it's just as important to budget your expenses as it is to budget your down payment. So, and actually it's funny you brought that up, because when I was doing some research, a survey found out that 41% of home buyers are caught off guard that they have closing costs. So that is a significantly strong statistic, that more than 50% of almost 50% of people aren't aware about their closing costs. So, and it's one reason some people are surprised when they, you know, get to that part of the challenge in the, when they get to that part of their loan and they're like, wait, what, where did this come from? So closing costs, you know, they encompass a variety of expenses between your purchase price and your lender's fees, your title insurance, your government processing fees, your tax payment, your homeowner's insurance. There's a whole bunch of closing costs that come in. So at that point, you are able to possibly maybe take a little bit off and use a seller's assist. So that's why it's important to work with a realtor, too, that's explaining to you what your upfront costs are going to be, because it's not just the appraisal. It's not just the inspection. There's a few other things that go behind it too, you know? So you'll need to know what you need to budget, because what you need to cover, you know, taxes are important too, because you might be hitting certain taxes at a different time. Like, you know, right, if you're starting to close on a house right now, you're going to encompass the school tax, which is going to be the full amount considering it starts to come out in July. So there's all different times of the year where you might have a little bit more of an expense versus a smaller expense. So when you're looking at, I like to tell people, when you're looking to purchase for, say, a median price of $350,000, you want to base it off of 2 to 5% of your closing costs. So anywhere between $10,000 to $17,000, you want to base that as to where you might need your closing costs to be. And I think that's kind of like something that everyone should plan to budget for. Even just if you start putting it away and then you want to use a seller's assist, then you still have that money put away.
And Lynn, the seller's assist, What?
Yeah, go ahead, Laurie.
I was just going to say the seller has to sign off that they're allowing that assist to happen. It does not cost them any money. The house looks like it's sold for more than what they actually received, but that's just because they gave a portion up to what's allowed to the seller, to the buyer, to use towards their closing costs. There's no commission paid on it. The only issue what it can run into, Lee, and I'm sure that this has happened, but probably not recently, is when houses don't appraise with the seller assist added. So there could be an issue with that, but that doesn't happen. I mean, it's not that much more money, but it is a nice chunk for the buyer to help them with their closing costs. So like Leah said, if they had so much put away, they don't need to use it for everything. They can use the money they had for something else and use this towards their closing. So it's really a smart idea if they do it.
I agree. I mean, I'd rather take $7,000 and put it in my bathroom than I would rather know that it's just going to cover, you know, my closing costs.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, why not do it? And so many people don't realize it. I don't know if the buyer, what they're so, why they don't just do it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You're just helping them do this, but you do have to sign off that is what you have. And the other thing that I didn't realize too, Leah, because I've never done it this way, is when you close and you're escrowing your taxes for part of your closing costs, all of those things are paid up front at the closing, which increases your closing costs, which right. I didn't know that happened for like real estate taxes. So, you know, they have to have it in there to pay your bill on a monthly basis because the bank or the mortgage company is who's going to pay those taxes. I always pay mine on my own, so I don't know that. And I didn't even realize that. It's been so a while since I've, you know, done that. Then I'm like, oh, I forgot all about it. So I guess I shouldn't say I didn't realize. I forgot that all of that money is added. That increases the closing costs. So any little bit can help.
I agree. Any little bit could help. And I think that's the most important part is that people don't understand that part. So a lot of people get nervous when they hear that as well, because then they think, oh, my God, I don't have money for that. I don't have money for this. I don't have money for that. But there's so many different programs out there. It's not just 20% down anymore. There's so many different ways you can get a mortgage. And I think that's so important. And I think the other thing is, too, knowing that there is help, like a seller's assist or some form of a closing cost that you could have to defer some of your out-of-pocket expenses. So it's, you know, the best advice I can give you is speak with a lender and speak with a realtor, because that's honestly going to be able to answer a bulk of your questions and kind of get you on the right path as to where is your budget and what's the best route for you.
There you go. Well, Leah, how can anyone who's interested get in touch with you?
I can be reached at 570-947-9250. Or you can call us at the office at 570-587-9999, or our website, which is era1.com. And that
is where
we could be reached, and all forms of social media as well.
Good. Thank you, Leah, for the information. Have a wonderful weekend. Everyone else out there, thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.